Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Rolling along. Sunshine is back after yesterday's gray day. We expect it's going to roll right into tomorrow with pleasant daytime temps in the 50s under sunshine for our blue and gold carpet arrival, Martin.
Are we going to match tomorrow?
I can tell you this, I'm not wearing this color scheme tomorrow.
Yeah, but I know we have a jacket that is very similar. So I'm wondering if we're going to
No, it's not going to be similar because I have a new one and I know you don't have it yet.
Yes. Okay. I was supposed to go on Monday and I rescheduled.
Dude, I was thinking about this. I was like, you are not going over to Napoli's after consuming a 1,500 calorie lunch at the Delaware North food unveiling.
Yeah, I was supposed to go before.
Right.
But that was the bills were Sunday night, and then I was like, I can't.
I did not eat again until the next day after that. And by the way, the tastings with some of our local Sabres influencers will feature that on the broadcast tomorrow night on MSG.
That's awesome.
I believe so,
yes. That's awesome.
We have some Darlene jerseys to give away as well. Anyway, so yeah, I'll be...
Answered the question the other day about how many... I put something out about tagging a friend to win a pair of tickets. That's on my ex account.
Yeah.
Check your mailbox because I messaged the winner. It's a randomly picked winner.
Okay.
And I check and I send a message out yesterday. I haven't heard back yet. So check your mailbox if you think you may have won because I DM'd the winner. If that doesn't get done by 5 o'clock today, I'm going to pick a different winner and message them tonight. So, maybe there's going to be a Mega Million redraw for the pair of tickets for tomorrow night.
I would like that. Panthers, Penguins, Avs, all victorious last night. There are four games tonight. There have been contracts signed around the NHL.
Yes.
Dazed and Disturbed is what we're calling it. What has put you in either state so far as we have completed one night in this NHL season?
I'm going to go with what matters for us tomorrow night in the Pittsburgh-New York Rangers game. I even got a text from my son. He's like, Shelov's is starting in Pittsburgh?
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. They went and made the move. They acquired him. He won this Calder Cup last year. And you go back to the playoffs 2 years ago, he was good for the Vancouver Canucks. Just didn't start well last year with the Canucks and then ended up in the American League. He was really good. He was so under control and so steady. I'm not saying that the Rangers tested him as much as I thought they would.
So wait a minute. Are you dazzled? Did I say dazed? I think I might have said dazed.
Dazed.
No, it's dazzled. Dazzled and Disturbed.
And Disturbed.
Is what I was trying to lead him. This is problematic.
That's a little bit of both. I'm dazzled by Shelov's, but I was disturbed by the offense of the Rangers.
Thank you. That was what I was getting to. Rangers are here tomorrow. I was disturbed by their quietness last night.
They missed the net a lot. Like Lafreniere in the slot goes poof, like in the glass behind the net. Mm-hmm. I felt like they still had more shots. They still had some good looks, but I was disturbed by their offense. And maybe that's because Mike Sullivan came in and his number one priority was we got to play better defensively. Mm-hmm. Spend so much time working on the defensive side of the game, it didn't translate to any offense. But they were good defensively. And
empty netters are for winners.
Well, a couple of, you know, Brazo and, don't remember who had the second one. Lizotte, I think, mm-hmm. had the second one. Here's what I was dazzled by. I'm okay with the Rangers special jerseys. They look good on the ice. Shesterkin had a really good look.
The pads were nice.
The pads were nice. The New York, the look, Shesterkin, it looked good. I was dazzled by it. I thought I was going to get disturbed. I was dazzled by the look.
That's a fair point. I would go with that. I mean, there was one goal scored before the two empty netters. So I am dazzled by empty netters are for winners.
They
so
are.
Penguins score two empty netters. They're the only team that scored an empty net goal last night, and they did so twice. Now, if a banner gets raised at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, does it make a sound?
Nope.
Very quietly, the Panthers hoist another one to the rafters en route to a 69-50 shot attempt advantage. Not a crazy, dazzling number, but it's an advantage that they had from the outset against Spencer Knight and the Hawks, and despite the goaltender's best efforts, it ended up being a 3-2 Panthers win over Chicago as they win yet again. You see that record that they have historically, which is amazing considering how bad the Panthers have been over the course of their history. They are 12-0-2 at home when the season begins at home. That's a ridiculous record.
Well, I mean, that's great for them. And if you had those numbers, you probably were going to bet the farm on the Florida Panthers last night, just not the -1.5 because they didn't get that empty net goal. Spencer Knight was really good for the Chicago Blackhawks in that he kept him in the game. Mm-hmm. I felt like Chicago, they pushed a little bit more in the second half, which got them closer in the shots and shot attempts.
Yes.
Because the first, you know, despite Chicago scoring first, Nazar, a great breakaway, like, boom.
Beautiful game
for
him.
They were being outshot like 12-3 at one point in the first period.
Mm-hmm.
But that Boquist goal, I mean, that is a Florida Panthers fort line type of working goal. Is he on the fort line?
And it has to be even more so this year.
It has to be.
So that was the
blueprint
of what the Panthers have to do this year.
Nice, like, swing of the bat into the goal. It was awesome.
Okay. The disturbing performance of the night, I think, was the Los Angeles
Yes,
Kings.
Very disturbing.
Partly because you've been pushing in this direction that that there may, in your opinion, have been some fallout, I think, from how they lost to Edmonton last year and whether they would be able to get it right under Jim Hiller. Well, the good news is they can atone for last night's, again, quiet performance against Colorado with a game in Vegas tonight. But don't let the statistics fool you. LA was the only losing team to have a shot attempt advantage last night.
Yeah.
It was the most score effect situation you will see.
It's for nothing.
They were down 3-0 after two. They had only 11 shots on goal. It never looked like the Kings were going to win that game to me.
It never looked like Colorado was going to let it slip. That's the thing. Like I'm trying to figure out, was that the Kings being so bad or Colorado being so good? I think my early prediction is Colorado winning the cup. I can see this team, and they don't even have Mackenzie Blackwood right now, and Scott Wedgwood was really good
really
in that.
Really good in the third period.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a 5-on-3 that ended up costing him his shutout, but he was really good. So I think Colorado's – I still think Vegas is probably the best team in the league right now when you look at the on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But Colorado, like the control, McKinnon control, McCarr control – Gabriel Landeskog, like being there from the start now and having a summer to train and a preseason and a training camp. Marty Natchez, like let's not forget all the talk last year was Rantanen going to Carolina, being traded to Dallas, and then he signs a contract, $12 million a year. Marty Natchez
needs a contract.
Needs a contract. Kyle Connor just signed a contract, but he starts the season with a couple goals. And I really liked him in Colorado last year. I thought that was a great fit for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good fit, and Colorado, to me, was dominant much more. I was more dazzled by Colorado, and I loved it, than confused by LA, because I still think it's just one game.
Bedazzled were the jerseys for the Kings, but they didn't live up to...
You like the helmets?
Well, I'm used to the helmets because the Kings are at the front of the line.
They have like five different helmets.
Exactly. The matte black I thought was amazing back in the day. Many didn't like the chrome. I loved the chrome because LA did it, and, you know, whatever. Last night's was eh. I mean, was it a... Were they trying to, like, pay homage to the Detroit Lions of the 70s and 80s playing at the Pontiac Silverdome? Because to me, the Silver Domes did not perform very well last night.
It did not, but they look good. I love the look. Like, for the first game, come out, a different look. But I'm not a fan of the chrome. If I was to blind rank their helmets,
yes,
I'm going to say the matte black is number one because I do like that for L.A. I'm going to say their regular black, their regular white, this gray one, mm-hmm. and then the chrome. Like, that would be 1-5.
Okay, those are the three games last night. We've had signings the last few days, which we can dive into. McDavid, the hometown discount. Ekholm, also with Edmonton, takes a pretty sweet discount of a deal. 3 years, $12 million. So that's done. So the Oilers host Calgary tonight, and they've got a couple of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The piece is now wrapped up, right? Yeah. So what does that make Edmonton in the context of Western Conference / NHL favorites?
I still think that the Edmonton Oilers this year is not their year. I think they're looking at how can we give ourselves flexibility in the 26-27 season and the 27-28 season. Mm-hmm. So that's why they gave McDavid that two-year extension. That's why McDavid took a very, very big hometown discount. Mm-hmm. And that this year, I just don't see the Oilers being a team that's going to be a Stanley Cup contender. Would they make the playoffs? I would think so. They got Dreisaitl, they got McDavid, they got Bouchard, they've got some good players. Hyman will return at some point, but I don't see them as a Stanley Cup contenders this year.
Ooh, they are the heaviest favorite among the four games tonight, mm-hmm. as they welcome in Dustin Wolf and the Calgary Flames. I'm going to lean heavy on Edmonton until they prove otherwise. And the real neat challenge, if there can be one after going to the finals in the previous 2 years, is within the regular season, not having a slow start, not causing all this consternation about the coach or this area of the team. That I think for those that need to prove their place without Hyman, this month of October is a big fertile ground waiting, you know, for the Savoys of the world.
Well, I was going to say,
you know what
is...
I mean? Like, I think there's huge opportunity here, and then you get that potential relief of a former 50 goal scorer and Hyman coming back into the mix.
But you look at their roster.
I know.
It's like, Matt Savoy is getting a great opportunity. Good for you. Ike Howard is going to get a good opportunity. Maybe get elevated. Trent Frederick is going to maybe get a good opportunity
for a lot of years.
I'm like, I'd love, like, it was better when it was, okay, let's bring in Evander Kane and give him that opportunity, or Arvidsson and give him that opportunity, because I feel like those were guys that had established at least some roadmap, but now it's like we're rolling the dice, right? And you're looking for heart eight, and that's all you want to run.
Okay, Vegas is also a favorite tonight against the Kings, who lost last night. Thoughts on this game? Who wins?
Well, for me, what's interesting now is Vegas is one of the best team, if not the best team. I just said that. How does Vegas handle their goaltending for the short term?
Hill expected tonight. Forsberg expected for the Kings. It'll be his first game with LA.
But with Vegas, is who's going to be playing goal on February 1st?
Yeah, I think it'll be Aiden Hill.
I think Carter Hart is going to be signing there.
I think he'll be going to
the AHL, and I think he'll be the guy if everything goes well. He's not going to Rochester.
In the East, no, they don't even have crossover games in the conferences. Other than Toronto, Manitoba do their thing and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, Boston and Nashville. My handwriting is so bad today. Boston and Washington, with it expected to be Swayman and our good friend Logan Thompson.
Okay, well, if we saw Pittsburgh kind of put a surprise on New York last night, I could see Boston put in a surprise on Washington tonight.
I could too.
Like, I'm not big on Washington this year. Who was I talking to? Oh, Bruce Boudreau. We're talking to him off the air the other day. And I'm like, how does Ovi look? Because he's been doing some work with Washington Capitals. He goes, he's never the fastest at the start of the season. And he may be about as slow as he's ever been. But he was joking, obviously. But it's just, that's Ovi, right? It takes him a little bit of time. And he doesn't have the chase anymore. And it's last year of his deal. And maybe his last year, who knows?
Most exciting and more likely to be a coin flip is Montreal and Toronto. And Montreal surging in many ways based on last year's performance. The Maple Leafs with so much to prove with a smaller core group, but an awful lot of additions that they hope will help them in the back half of this season. A healthy Austin Matthews, Montembeau Stolarz, the goalie matchup.
So I know this has been kind of ruffling some feathers. It's not a feather in your cap, but it's ruffling some feathers.
Of Canadian Thanksgiving?
Yes, absolutely. Pluck those feathers. I'm high on Toronto this year. I think Toronto is going to be really good. I think they win the Atlantic.
I do too.
So, and I'm not high on Montreal. Once again, figure it out. I think that Montreal misses out on the playoffs. Not only is missing out, I think that they will be a little bit behind Buffalo. Okay. I think they had 91 points last year, the Montreal Canadiens. And they didn't have... it was a magical season where the top line was great and Lane Hudson and goaltending did their thing and whatnot. They didn't fix what was the problem up front. They don't have a second line center. They were playing with Newhook on the second line because they can't trust Kirby Dach. I don't see Montreal having the same magical powers that they had last year.
Well, I'll disagree with you and feel like I'm in the driver's seat because you were wrong last year.
I've been wrong all these years about Montreal. You've been right, but I just can't go there. Now, talking about, you know, these things, evolving hockey at the Sabres way high on their playoff and their regular season ranking.
And why do you think that is?
Why do I think that is? Goals. The amount of goals that they can score.
Really?
Yes. Because I think that the amount of goals, I don't think will drop that much. And they're still going to score plenty of goals. It's just the amount of goals they give up, as Alex Tuck said, that's going to be the difference.
All right. Well, tomorrow, when the Sabres get started, will we be talking about a huge offensive performance, or will it be Alex Lyon and the defensive play that nets them a win on opening night at KeyBank Center? We are encouraging you to be here early. The pregame party starts at 3:45 in Alumni Plaza. Live music, activities, food and beverages, player and alumni appearances, and more. And, of course, Sabre players will arrive at KeyBank Center, walk the blue and gold carpet at 3:45 p.m. Nerds Gone Wild going to play the live music, and we can't wait to get it all started on the MSG side at 6:30 with our pregame coverage. A wrap to Sabres Live right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.